You remember Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comfort that he may teach you all things. You remember that? Because he wants you to deal how? Wisely in life. He know that you have an adversary who is out to deceive you. To do what? Satan goes about as a what? Roaring lion doing what? Seeking whom he may devour. And God understand better than you and I. He fully understand that none of us, everybody, all of us in here, none of us are at the same level of maturity or development. Some are developed more spiritually than others. And he loves us all. He wants every one of us to profit. He wants every one of us to succeed in life. I don't care who you are. I don't care how you got here. Now that you come over into the family of God, God is out for your good. He wants you to profit. That's why it's so terrible for saints to allow competitive and competition stuff get among ourselves. Jealousy and envy and strife. That's why it's so pitiful. Because it's just like my left foot trying to outdo my right foot. That don't make no sense. When I need both of them to carry me. And you need me and I need you. Amen. We are joined to the Lord. We make up his body. Amen. Right? So he gave us the gifts to help us. Didn't he say he was going to send us another helper?
Amen.
So how many, you, see, I don't know, but the Spirit knows. You come in here, you face something today, I don't know what you face. I don't know what was said to you. I don't know what they did to you on the job. I don't know what happened, but you need a word of encouragement.
Amen.
And he'll speak unto you to edify you, exhort you, and comfort you. Why? Because he loves you. Now, we'll criticize. We'll do all that stuff. We'll get upset. We'll pitch a fit, and we'll do all that stuff. But when we are not mature, but God, once you join him, he don't see any faults in you. See, we haven't gotten there yet because we're looking for faults. That's the first thing most people do when they see another person. They don't look for the good in that person. They look for the fault.
Amen.
You know I'm telling the truth. But the Spirit of God wants you to understand that you have joined yourself to the Lord and he sees you just like him. And that's why he said, once you discover that you missed it, repent. Because he wants you to stay like him. He don't want anything between you and him. And the blood will keep you clean. Blood will keep your fellowship strong, keep your relationship good and fervent and thriving and moving forward. And to keep your fellowship strong.
Amen.
That you can go in the throne room anytime, anywhere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So prophecy speaks unto men, women, boys, and girls. To edification, exhortation, and comfort. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me read it again. Like I said, you may want to write it down. It is a prophecy, it's a supernatural utterance in a known tongue. It's not natural, it's supernatural. And many times, this is why we mature, we start speaking out our mind and start speaking when we know when the Spirit of God had prompted us to say something. And most people just speak out of the mind, you know. I thought of this and I thought of that. But you need to be conscious of him in here. He'll give you utterance and you yield and speak to. And listen to this. Prophecy and the prophet ministries is two different things. And too many people, this is why the body is not flourishing and functioning like they should, because people trying to operate as a prophet, and they're not. A prophet carry or have operate in revelation, and prophecy does not. It just speaks unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. Okay? So keep that in mind. Because we'll come back to that later and give you illustration. But I want to deal with prophecy just a little bit more. So you'll know when it, see, anybody at any given time by the inspiration of the Spirit can prophesy. But everybody can't be a prophet. Anybody, any member of the body of Christ, at the inspiration of the Holy Spirit gives you that anointing, that unction to prophesy. Anyone can do it. A little child can do it. The Hebrew word for prophecy means to flow forth. Flow forth. To bubble forth like a fountain. That's why it float, bubble up out of you. Fountain. You ever go to a fountain, push your button? What happened? Here comes water bubbling up.
Amen.
That's what prophecy does. It bubble up. And when you understand, it bring forth a message that it speaks unto whoever you're speaking to with the prophecy that's bubbling up, edification, exhortation, and comfort. I'm doing repetition because we must learn this. If it's anything else, it's not prophecy.